Jesus cares about human problems and perplexities. August 10. The steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." NRSV. The joyous festivities of a Jewish wedding were preceded by solemn religious ceremonies. In preparation for their new relationship, the parties performed certain rites of purification and confessed their sins. A most interesting part of the ceremony took place in the evening when the bridegroom went to meet his bride and bring her to his home. At the house of the bride, a company of invited guests awaited the appearance of the bridegroom. As he approached, the cry went forth, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." The bride, clothed in pure white, her head encircled with flowers, received the bridegroom, and, accompanied by the guests, they went from her father's house. By torchlight, with impressive display, with sounds of singing and instruments of music, the procession slowly proceeded to the house of the bridegroom, where a feast was provided for the guests. For the feast, the best food that could be secured was provided. Unfermented wine was used as a beverage. It was the custom of the time for marriage festivities to continue several days. On this occasion, before the feast ended, it was found that the supply of wine had failed. When a call was made for more wine, Jesus' mother, thinking that he might suggest something to relieve the embarrassment, came to him and said, "They have no wine." The active part that Mary took in this feast indicates that she was not merely a guest, but a relative of one of the parties. As one having authority, she said to the servants, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." Jesus unto them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, "Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast." The action of Christ at this time was left on record for all ages, that we might see that Christ did not fail even in such a perplexity as arose on this occasion. Yet he never worked a miracle to help himself. A few days before this, he had refused to satisfy his own hunger by changing a stone into bread at Satan's suggestion.